From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said Tuesday his planned summit with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un might not take place next month. He said it may not work out for June 12th.
Well, we're moving along and we'll see what happens. There are certain conditions that we want, and I think we'll get those conditions. And if we don't, we don't have the meeting. And frankly, it has a chance to be a great, great meeting for North Korea and a great meeting for the world. If it doesn't happen, maybe it'll happen later. Maybe it'll happen at a different time. But we will see.
During a 35-minute long exchange with reporters on Tuesday, Trump said of Kim, "I think he's absolutely serious about the planned talks." Trump spoke alongside South Korean President Moon Jae-in. North Korea has indicated it might call off the meeting because of disagreements on conditions by the United States for unilateral denuclearization. Trump said if Kim does agree to denuclearization, quote, "I will guarantee his safety," which he said would make him happy and his country will be rich. President Trump said Tuesday, quote, "There is no deal yet to lift the 7-year ban on the sale of American-made components to the giant telecommunications company ZTE." But he said there might be a settlement as part of ongoing trade talks between representatives of the world's two biggest economies. "We caught them doing bad things," Trump said. Now, briefly, many gunshots have been heard in Panama City, Florida. Police have surrounded a bank and an apartment building. Brazil's president says he won't seek re-election. He's endorsed the finance minister. And China says it will reduce auto import duties beginning July 1st. I'm Christopher Cruz. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, has approved a counter-sanctions bill aimed at imposing what lawmakers say are painful trade restrictions on the United States and other states they call unfriendly. Correspondent Charles Maines reports for VOA from Moscow.
The legislation is widely seen as the Kremlin response to U.S.-led penalties levied against key Russian quasi-state companies last April over what the White House deemed malign Russian activities. Those U.S. sanctions included moves against Russian steel and aluminum that briefly rocked global markets and cut into Russian exports. The decision prompted another parallel move Tuesday. Russia informed the World Trade Organization that Moscow was prepared to impose tariffs on American aluminum and steel to compensate for losses at a cost of $500 million. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
A mass Ebola vaccination campaign is underway in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the World Health Organization headquarters in Geneva.
More than 7,500 doses of the Ebola vaccine have been shipped to the Democratic Republic of Congo. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich tells VOA he expects the campaign to accelerate and ultimately reach thousands of people. Jazarevich says a lot of work has to be done before this complex operation can hit its stride. For example, he says transporting the vaccines and storing them in freezers in affected areas is a major challenge. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Ebola vaccine is not licensed, but a major trial in 2015 in Guinea showed it gave a high rate of protection against the disease. President Trump is to speak Tuesday at a dinner sponsored by an anti-abortion group. Associated Press correspondent Matt Small reports.
President Trump is appealing to conservative voters with the new administration push to strip funding from Planned Parenthood and other family planning clinics. The initiative announced last week has arrived just in time for his speech tonight at the Susan B. Anthony List's annual Campaign for Life Gala, aimed at resurrecting parts of a Reagan-era mandate banning federally funded family planning clinics from referring women for abortions or sharing space with abortion providers. Matt Small, Washington.
Pakistan will hold an anti-terrorism meeting of a China-dominated regional security group Wednesday. The 2-day conference of legal experts is taking place under the framework of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which includes China and Russia. Some observers consider the 8-nation group a counterweight to NATO. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.